The next item on the agenda is the Governance Committee report.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The Governance Committee report is going to be very short. We do not have any motion here for the board to pass, but we do have some updating to do here for the board. We have some important issues that we are dealing with. One is confidentiality agreement that we want to standardize throughout the network for the Pacifica National Board as well as local station boards. We have our committee, governance committee, it is structured. It meets once a month. It has code of conduct working group as well as a bylaws working group. And we have undertaken an additional responsibility for coming up with the standardized confidentiality agreement that was sent to us by the Pacifica National Board at the last in-person meeting. We have been meeting on it, and it's fairly a complicated matter, and we are making progress on it, and hopefully by September we'll have a detailed agreement that everybody will have a buy-in. Our code of conduct group is coming up with a standardized code of conduct for all the governance bodies, local station boards, as well as the Pacific National Board. And our bylaws working group has been working on some issues, and I think some members on our committee are here. They're Pacific National Board members, and maybe they might have something else to add to it. Bob, do you have anything to add to the bylaws working group? So that's just our report here, but we will present to you at the next meeting complete confidentiality agreement as well as code of conduct for all governing bodies, local station boards, as well as Pacifica National Board members.
Thank you. And just to clarify, that work's being done in collaboration with our council?
Yes.
Great. Thank you. Okay, the next item is the, hold on just a moment, I should have that, Personnel/ED Search Committee.
Okay.
Ten minutes.
We are happy to announce that we, by tomorrow, will have concluded our evaluation of the CFO. At our last meeting, we concluded our evaluation of the ED. So we're doing okay. And so louder. Okay. And so now we can move on to other personnel policies and procedures that Chandra has been good enough to organize for us, so we can move forward once we're past these evaluations. So that's basically the personnel committee report. In terms of the ED search, we have received about 25 applications, resumes. And if we don't receive more soon, then we will consider going to a search firm. But we also think that one of the impediments, and this has been pretty much unanimous on our committee, has been to increase the salary, because everyone has raised that, including each of the search firms that we interviewed, that the salary is too low. What I did was I went to salary.com and put in the things that we're requesting in our post for the position, and it came up to $100,000. And so we will be proposing, since we did not meet quorum at our ED search committee last Monday, we will be proposing this, but we have consensus on our among our members. There's only one that hasn't been queried, and many of our members have said this from the beginning, that we should have gone to 100,000. So it will be proposed in new business tomorrow will be to raise our advertised salary for to 100,000, because that's what we're asking for, and in terms of what I've been able to determine. So that's about it for the moment.
Thank you very much.